Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it's a big show.
Composed of thousands of small islands in the western Pacific Ocean. It has a close shared cultural history with two other island regions, Polynesia to the east and Melanesia to the south, as well as with the wider Austronesian peoples.
Well, I learned something today. Yeah, I was like, I've never heard of that before. So, you know, not only is it entertaining, it's also educational. You know, so they got that. They're getting ready. They're doing, so you're going to do this. Well, you're going to do this. And Mandy's like, well, what am I going to do? And they're like, well, you're the team manager. That's the most important thing. Because the previous year, she had to run and she threw up. Blue chunks everywhere. You know, then they kind of get to the kitchen. Mandy and Lola are talking. JJ shows up and she's talking about gambling on these games. And you can't gamble. That's like, it's illegal. And she's like, don't even worry about it, suckers. I'm not gambling money. I'm gambling candy. And honestly, that's just classic JJ. Classic JJ. I would expect no less. So she's a gambler now, which I can't say I'm surprised.
Absolutely not. No surprise at all there.
No. Not at all. Not at all. So we kind of jumped to, like, the gym at the school, and they're just talking about the games, hanging out. The Ericssons are wishing good luck to – did we confirm that their last name's right on the show?
Yeah, it was
white.
And
they
yeah,
even
yeah.
had they had the name up on
or
the
white.
Scoreboard is white.
White. Why did I say right? Paul White.
You were hoping Alex
yeah.
would do a cameo.
Yeah, okay. I that would be incredible. Oh,
is Alex
that.
Wright on Cameo?
I presume.
Know. I wouldn't be surprised. I think everyone's on Cameo right now. So they're there, you know, the White family, and wishing each other luck. Cassie and her friend, in quotations, Corinne, you know, good luck, do this, kind of like all that good stuff. And they always get United States of America, so they think they're bribing them to get that every year. So, you know, trying to think. Yeah, they're in the game. So, you know, because Mandy's just not really part of it. She's just the manager. She makes friends with this girl, Summer, kind of a girl in the same position as her, like where they're not really part of the team. They're just kind of there because their family's there. And Summer's like, come to this room that all of us are at. And Mandy's like, oh, you know, I can't because, like, hanging out with my family here to support them. You know, I'm a good family member. So then we find out that there is a wave runner on the line where you put your hand on, last one to take their hand off wins, or the last one with it on wins.
Classic
Big Show
sitcom premise.
Big Show is all about that. All about that. Who doesn't want a wave runner? Who doesn't want to just stand around and put your hand on a vehicle for multiple hours at a time? And then this is a great moment, you know, JJ's first up with her thing, where it's like a hula hoop contest. You know, whoever hula hoops the longest wins. JJ starts, and then she just kind of stops. And Cassie's like, what are you doing? Like, you just lost. You're supposed to move your hips. And JJ's like, I bet against myself and lost on purpose. JJ, like, can you be mad at her? Can you be mad at her about that? Probably. I mean, it's kind of illegal. It's not something you should do.
Yeah, that's totally taking
JJ.
Time.
Yeah.
I'm sure she supports Pete Rose being in the Hall of Fame and all that.
Well, I do too.
Me too.
Okay, I mean, you know, no offense or anything.
Carney life. No, like, I understand why it's not, but, you know, as a Carney, I have to support.
That is very fair.
So, yeah. So she lost on purpose. And then Big Show and Corey, who is Mr. Erickson, and some other people have their hands on the Wave Runner. And Big Show's drinking out of a Wicked water bottle. And Big Show's like, yeah, so what? And then they start bonding about Wicked, which I've seen the Broadway musical before. Not on Broadway, but I've seen the show in Tennessee at the TPAC, and it was a great show. So I definitely have a respect for that and Broadway musicals in general. So I really like that they kind of bonded over that. You know, they started becoming buddies. Then we kind of shoot over to Mandy. She went to that room with, like, Summer and all those other kids that are listening to podcasts and interviews and have these – it's Mandy's group of friends, as JJ called them, nerds later in the episode. I'm not saying they're nerds, but JJ's saying they're nerds. So I'm in the clear on that one. And she's just having a heck of a time. Mandy's like, this is my heaven. These are my people. Yeah, yeah. Then, you know, then Cassie and Lola are like, oh, the Ericksons are up four. And, like, their family had zero. But then Lola's like, I got this. And then there's, like, a basketball competition that Lola won. And then there's, like, a chair race that JJ won and a beanbag toss and sumo wrestling that Cassie won. They had, like, those big sumo suits on. And then it's, like, tied 4-4. So you're like, oh, those two families are in the lead, the Whites and the Ericksons. Some family feuding going on. And, you know, back to the Wave Runner, you know, they're kind of just talking, and they're bonding more over family stuff. and all that good. Then we kind of jump to JJ going to that room that Mandy's in, and I think they're listening to a Terry Gross interview that they're all listening to on separate headsets, which I don't know why they didn't just play it on one loudspeaker, but I digress. JJ comes in. She's like, I'm not taking my shoes off. I'm too cool for that. And she gives Mandy her backpack, and it's her candy stash. And she goes, whatever happens, don't give me any of this candy. Even if I'm about to die and I make you give me candy, don't give me any candy. And she goes, okay, I won't. And JJ walks out, and she's like, hey, how about one for the road? And then Mandy tosses her one, and JJ's like, what did I just say? Give her the candy. JJ's got that self-control, though. I'm proud of her, you know? She's gambling, but she's got self-control if she's not using the product at that time, right? Maybe some a little self-control. She's still gambling, so take that as you will. You know, and then they go back to their hands on the Wave Runner, and they're like, hey, we're such good friends, like, maybe if we take it off at the same time, we can both have it. Like, I'll have it 4th of July, you have it Labor Day. And they're like, what if we ride it together? And they're like, well, I only want to ride it together. And that's true friendship right there. They bonded in a matter of mere minutes. And a bunch of people took their hands off when they were bonding. They're like, I can't deal with this. This is ridiculous. And so they were the final two, and they took their hands off. But turns out they weren't the final two. Because Iglesias, I think it's something Iglesias.
Gabriel Iglesias.
Gabriel.
AKA Fluffy.
Thank you. Fluffy, yes. Yes, he was in the back, kind of hiding with his hand on it, and he won the Wave Runner. But he doesn't even have family at that school, so he just kind of showed up, which is kind of creepy if you think about it. Like, why is he just hanging out around a school, right?
I think he was following the Big Show. He is a noted famous wrestling fan, so I think he just, you know, was following the Big Show and then saw Wave Runner was for up for grabs and had to go for it.
You know what? I will take that as a solid explanation. So he wins, and then they're like, oh, darn, we didn't win that Wave Runner. And now it's like the finals, and it's the Ericssons versus the Whites. Who will win? Here's the rules. You got to hold this egg the whole time. If the egg breaks, you lose. Plus, you got to pay for the egg. You know, eggs don't grow on trees. It's just science. A quote from the show. So everyone in the family has to compete, and Mandy isn't there. So they get Mandy, and Mandy's like, but this is my heaven, Mom. And Cassie's like, we need you. We need you, daughter. And she's like, for you, Mom. For you, Mom, I'll do anything. And they start crying. There's no crying. There's no tears. It wasn't that emotional. But Mandy agrees to go with her and help out and says goodbye to Summer and the rest of the crew. And that she'll see her in the comment section somewhere. And there was the mascot is a manatee, Mandy the manatee. And there was a band called the Bandities, which was a great pun, which I love, very dad joke-esque. But Mandy was playing Historical Tragedies Pictionary when Cassie came to get her, which is a little depressing. But, you know, the finals is like the family kind of a relay thing. It went like Cassie and then Cassie to Big Show, Big Show to JJ, JJ to Lola, and then Mandy's got to win it all for them all, and she's got to do a tricycle, and she's like, I can't do it, Mom, I can't do it. She's like, yes, you can, this is why we put you last, because this is what you're good at, you know you can. And she's like, I guess so. And she starts tricycling, and she's going, and she's losing, but then she sees Summer and all her friends from that other room, and she was just like, yeah, and that kind of motivated her to win the race, and they were so excited, and they started cheering, Mandy, Mandy. And then Mandy the manatee was, like, raising his arms, thinking they were cheering for him. But no. They were cheering for Mandy White there. And then Mrs. Erickson was like, oh, there's no way they won. Their family sucks. And Cassie's like, what'd you say about my family? And Corinne's like, you heard me, you little butthole. She didn't call her butthole, but basically the context she meant. And she turned away, and Cassie chucked that egg at the back of her back. And it's like, ooh. And then we cut back to the Big Show house, and we find out they got DQ'd because they broke the egg, sadly. Cassie put herself in timeout. We find out JJ won a whole lot of candy. And she goes, you know, candy's addicting, but gambling's more addicting. They should warn you about that. And she's going down a slippery slope. And then Lola kind of like, hey, look, Cassie, get out of time out. Here's the thing. There was a girl named Lola at my school. We act like we were friends. We had the same first name, but we didn't like each other. And one day I just said, hey, I don't want to be your friend. Just being brutally honest. Cassie's like, you could do that? And Lola's like, yeah, duh. And she's like, so I set this up for you. She goes, set what up? And then she hears the doorbell. And Cassie's like, oh, my God, did you post me wine? And she's like, nah, but, you know, wine would be better at this moment. Nods to Erickson, just Corinne and Corey. And, you know, Cassie's like, hey, can I talk to you privately, Corinne? And they go into the other, in the kitchen. Big Show's like, oh, is Corey here? All excited. And he's like, not that I, like, we're friends or anything. Like, I'm a big man. Just, you know, just wondering if he's here. And then he walks down, and Cassie and Corinne are just like, they apologize to each other. And they just say, hey, you know, I don't want to be your friend anymore. And Corinne's like, I don't want to be your friend anymore. And they're, like, so excited. Like, they're bonding over not being friends. And they're like, can we unfriend each other on social media? And I think that's perfect. Like, I've 100 times I'm like, I just want to unfriend this person. But sometimes you can't unfriend someone because then they're going to take offense. But I like that Cassie and Corinne just kind of agreed to it. And then they just unfriended. And they don't have to see each other's posts. Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or Snapchat or any of that stuff. So they said, throw up the deuces. We don't have to be friends anymore. And then Corinne walks out and she's like, done with you, done with you, done with you, done with you. Corey, let's get out of here. Corey's like, yo, Big Show, can we still be friends? And Big Show's like, nah, man, dolls before guys. And Corey's like, so does that mean we're not going to go see guys and dolls? And then Big Show's like, oh, what are you talking about? Of course we're going to go see guys and dolls if we just randomly sit next to each other and two guys just wearing fedoras. And, you know, they're going to wear matching fedoras is what it was. And then they're, you know, kind of the end of the episode, and they talk about, you know, I hope we get a better place next year. And it says 1 year later, and they get the Grand Duchy of Lunchingbroad or something along those lines.
They got the Grand Duchy of Luxembourg, more commonly known as Luxembourg. It is a landlocked country in Western Europe. It is bordered by Belgium to the west and north, Germany to the east, and France to the south. Its capital, Luxembourg City, is one of the four official capitals of the European Union, together with Brussels, Frankfurt, and Strasbourg.
That is all correct.
Do you know these things, or am I just really dumb?
No, Beach knows.
Well, I do know that Edge has family in Luxembourg. That's why. Oh, I go ahead, Time Guy.
I'm just saying, you know your geography and your country facts.
Yes, and I do know that Edge has family in Luxembourg. That's why he was eligible to challenge for the European title.
Fantastic. That's amazing. I love it. I love it. But a pretty good episode. Nice
thought it
back.
Was. Now, just so everyone kind of knows, this was one of a series of episodes, like Nick said, called Game On. It was supposed to tie in with the 2020 Olympics, but it did not. The Big Show is the first episode, hence why they had the Garvey game sort of a tie-in. As the episodes progressed, the different shows sort of focused more on the actual 2020 Olympics. I think the Big Show lucked out the most because their tie-in didn't become instantly dated once the 2020 Olympics were canceled. So they really lucked out with this episode. I thought it was a really, really strong one.
I think everyone had their moment to shine in it. None of the family, in my opinion, was unlikable in this episode. And I know sometimes in some episodes, someone always sticks out to be like, I didn't like them in that episode. But I think everyone really, really shined and was enjoyable in this one.
Absolutely. I'll even go as far as, go ahead and declare Mandy is my favorite, even over JJ on this episode because, she had her whole coming out moment, getting out of her comfort zone and overcoming. And I really enjoyed that part.
Oh, yeah. I gotta still go with JJ being the favorite.
It's very fair. I totally understand.
I might have to put us at a three-way tie because I think my favorite was actually Lola. She had a really strong episode. She kind of evolved in this episode. She was the one giving out the advice to Cassie, making sure she was all right. She was kind of like the inspirational team leader during the Garvey games, making sure everybody was doing what they needed to do to win. I thought she had a really, really strong episode this time around.
Yeah, I think everyone definitely had their strengths in this episode, for sure. Anyone have a least favorite character?
Obviously the coach who being the gym teacher and the coach and everything was, instead of being there for all the, semi-athletic events, got to sit outside and watch a bunch of dads put their hands on a wave rider.
Yeah. Oh, that guy's a slacker. We don't like that guy.
Not at all.
I would say either the coach or possibly Mrs. Rigby, the other teacher. She wasn't totally likable. And I have to say, no offense to anyone, but when I first saw the episode when she was first in the gym when they were starting up the Garvey games, for a brief second, I thought it was Beach Barnett in a blonde wig.
Ooh!
Yikes.
I mean,
I'm sorry, for that split second.
Shot fired.
Not a shot, it was an observation.
Now, I did want to wonder if how musical familiar you are, Sign Guy. If you do know what Wicked is, what it's about, and if there's any other Broadway musicals that you do enjoy.
Well, I'm familiar with it being a play. I haven't actually seen it myself, but I am familiar. I'm not a huge theater specter, but I don't dislike plays or things of that nature.
Okay, that's about what I expected. I just wanted to go ahead and get that in my Sign Guy Rolodex of information.
Now I do want to also agree with it being a little bit creepy with like Iglesias being there just for the Wave Runner competition. I have to imagine when they wrote it, they were thinking more of along the lines that he was walking by, saw the Wave Runner, he's like, oh, are they doing a contest for winning that? I'd like to do that. And that's why he went. It wasn't so much he was creeping around a school.
That's also very plausible, too. And I'd also like to add, while Nicky gets to, be cool, and since he's got to see Wicked in a theater and everything, I've actually seen Gabriel Iglesias at the Old National Center here in Indy. So, and it was a very fun time, and I highly recommend anybody going to see his show he's a great comedian. He's fun for everybody.
I did not see him in a stage show, but I do know back when they were running the old Portland Wrestling Uncut a few years ago, he was a frequent visitor to that. I believe he might have done a couple of for them, but I know he was somehow involved with Portland Wrestling Uncut, which was Pete Schweitzer and Roddy Piper's old promotion in circa 5 to 8 years ago. Now, I don't know if either of you did this, but I got sucked down the rabbit hole, if you will. I watched the rest of Game On. I watched all of it. I couldn't stop myself. The crossover we got on the Big Show show begat a crossover on Iglesias' show where the Big Show was a guest. Did either of you watch that?
I did not.
I have not either, but I have, you know, slowly through, you know, watching all the Big Show show and, you know, getting invested in this new style of Netflix bringing back the 90s sitcom. I think I want to check out Gabriel's show. I know he's a funny dude and he's cool and noted wrestling fan, so maybe I can, you know, watch all that and we can convince him to do a show with us and talk about both of the shows.
Oh, not a bad idea.
It is not. Now, I will say without spoiling anything, there was a mild wrestling theme. The Big Show played a big part in the last few moments of the episode to do his crossover. But when they were putting out, like, wrestling facts early in the episode, did not seem like they had researched or knew what they were really talking about with wrestling. I think the writer just kind of threw something on a Google and wrote down the first couple of things he saw on Wikipedia and presented it as fact for his characters on this show. But, you know, the Big Show did a fairly good job in it. It didn't tie in with the Big Show, really. It was just kind of a one-off, much like the episode we just saw with the crossover. It didn't really affect the next episode. They didn't really mention being on each other's show, so it's kind of a one-off type of deal. But if you enjoy the Big Show, and you enjoy the Big Show, I think you'd like his appearance on Iglesias.
I may have to go and check that out.
Now, sadly, like I was saying, it goes downhill from there because the other episodes become much more 2020 Olympics oriented. They discuss the 2020 Olympics a lot more in the other episodes, so the fact that the games are canceled sort of made it more apparent that that's what this was, rather than the first couple of episodes where they were loosely tied to an Olympic type of theme, but wasn't so specific to the 2020 games that it made you just stop and think, oh, they got canceled. At least I didn't mean to spoil it if you didn't know the games were canceled.
I was, you know, just talking about that with my wife. She, you know, I don't think she, you know, was really, she's not much of a sports person, and she was like, the Olympics will be very interesting this year. And I'm like, I think it's August 24th. I don't think they're happening.
But they are decidedly not. I might be slightly off on this, but I think Netflix released this to coincide with the opening week of the games. I think that's when they released it, when they did. So I think it was sort of, hey, the Olympics are starting this week. Here's a few Netflix original shows that have an Olympic type of theme to it. But, I mean, it got us our bonus episode, so it all worked out in the end for us, Nick, right?
Exactly. You know, I can't complain about that at all.
Absolutely.
And we even got the inside scoop, Mandy herself, because when she was on here, she gave us the Iggy, if you will, that the episode was coming.
We had that scoop. We had that scoop before anyone else knew, so we're ahead of the curve.
I think so. Beast, that might have been our finest moment when Mandy was giving the Iggy to Iggy.
Absolutely.
Iggy to Iggy.
Yeah. Well, is there anything else we may have forgot to mention or discuss on this very special bonus episode of the Big Show Show, which was part of Game On?
Not that I can think about. Yeah, I think we got it all.
I think we did. I think we covered everything. I don't know if this will pick up exactly where it left off because they said 1 year later, so I don't know if this will be like an annual thing they do maybe since the Garvey games aren't necessarily tied to the Olympics per se, so we might get a future Garvey games episode.
Possibly. It might be a yearly thing they do.
That'd be nice. Now, Beast, I've been wondering – since I saw it, you might know this. Do you figure that the Garvey games are in any way tied to former Major League pitcher Steve Garvey?
No, isn't Garvey the high school?
I presume so,
maybe,
but
maybe
I
that's
can't confirm or deny that the high school is not named for Steve Garvey.
Let's see. Garvey School District. There's an Alex Garvey High School. I don't think that's it.
He's
in the Florida Sports Hall of Fame, so that might be exactly where this high school was named after.
Aha! Uh-huh. I thought maybe. Nick, are you familiar with Steve Garvey, the pitcher?
I am not.
Let's just say he had a very, very interesting off-the-field hobby. We'll call it that. And, well,
or maybe I won't.
Yeah. Look up Steve Garvey, but he may have had the school named after him. That was the first thing I thought when they said Garvey games. I'm like, oh, maybe Steve Garvey comes into play. I think we covered it. Beast, you have anything you want to say, plug, or promote?
Not too much. I just have spent my day falling into the world of baseball. Maybe people can check that out. The Seattle Garages need more fans. So go baseball. Eat your peanuts. We are all love baseball.
Yes.
Nick Iggy, anything you want to say, plug, and promote, like certain web shows and or books that would be great reading material in the shower?
Oh, yeah. I fit through there. Yes. There's No Punchline, an independent wrestling joke book that I wrote myself. It features over 100 independent professional wrestlers. You got pictures in there. A lot of dad jokes, a lot of real good dad jokes in there. Contact me, Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, TikTok, email, anything. Contact me, $10 plus $3 shipping and handling. It's worth every penny. And also Iggy Plus, a new episode is released every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. It's pretty much like a sketch comedy show for independent wrestling fans or just regular wrestling fans. Got some WWE stuff on there, some WCW stuff coming up, but mostly like spoofs on independent wrestlers and things like that.
That sounds phenomenal. Beast, you've got the book, and how great is that book?
It is fantastic. I I read through it, you know, and then I'm like, oh, yeah, I got it. It's good. It's funny. I've laughed a few times here, and then I'll read it again, and then some other joke that I didn't make me laugh the first time will catch me the next time. So it's even got that shelf life.
Yes.
And I've not read mine in the shower yet, but I'm half tempted to after seeing the last commercial.
It was a good one. There's a new one today, so make sure to check it.
All right, well, guys, I think we got everything in, so I think we can wrap this up nice and neat with the bow on it. Thank you, everyone, for listening to the very special episode 9 of the Big Show. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you give a look at all those shows on Game On. It was a quick 2 hours, really, to blow through that and watch these special episodes. And as soon as they get season 2 out for us, which hopefully will be announced soon, and they resume production, I'm sure we'll be back for our 10th episode. So make sure you keep eyes on us, and we'll talk to you soon.
Well, it's a big show.